thank you, everyone, for showing up for this first of four coaching sessions. What we'll be talking about is the nuts and bolts, and most importantly, the thinking behind the effective natural selling conversational approach to selling. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? And this is the approach that over the last 11 years I've been training direct salespeople and independent distributors like yourself that has allowed many of them to achieve multiple six-figure incomes, sometimes in as little as 6 months, and become quite wealthy in the process of doing so. And something to think about is that if you want to earn like them, one way is to be like them. And as a good friend of mine said recently, is that, you know, if they all walk with a limp, then walk with a limp. I'm not sure it's a great analogy. It made me chuckle when I first heard it. But anyway, that's the way to be. And the way to be like them is to find for yourself one effective and comfortable approach, like the natural selling approach, and get the edge, the edge that will make the difference between struggling and staying basically where you are, or doing whatever you want and when you want because of the amount of money that you can make that will allow you to break free from basically the noise and clatter and barriers of everyday life. And it's a pretty rarefied atmosphere to start making that money. So the next 4 weeks is about the how, the what, the why, and what else of the natural selling approach. And here's an overview of what I'm going to cover today. First, we're going to look at 10 ways to reframe your thinking, how you must think about or rethink what you're thinking to get the edge. As Socrates so eloquently put it, you know thyself. Learn how to be in control of your subconscious as opposed to letting your subconscious control you. Then I'm going to give you a clear picture of the natural selling. You can write this down, 5 Steps to Success Conversation Framework or Dialogue Framework. And this is literally the foundation to the natural selling approach that is earning, as we speak, six-figure incomes every month from many, many of the distributors I've personally coached. And this will, in fact, be your personal blueprint on which you will build over the next 3 coaching sessions that you can join after this one. And then we'll do a role play to demonstrate how the natural selling approach works. Now, for the role playing, this is going to be a bit of fun, I'm going to need a volunteer from one of you. So if one of you would like to remove your distributor hat a little bit later on, and or in fact do it now because I'm going to ask you to do something, and participate and act as a potential partner or customer, because I need to do a role play with someone, with me talking with you, please email me your name and company. And the first one comes through, my assistant will send you back another number and a code for you to call in so that we can talk, so you'll be on the moderated line. And I'll take the first person whose email we receive, and in about 40 minutes' time, we'll do a role play. About 35-40 minutes' time, we'll do a role play. Okay, so this session will be in a presentational form because we have hundreds of people on the line, and it's just too noisy to open it up. So in the coaching session, though, following this, you'll be invited to participate, and details of how to do that will be sent to you. So we'll be opening up the lines so there will be a lot of participation. So this is, unfortunately, a little bit more presentational, and I hope you'll bear with me and you'll sort of get from it what you can. So my job and for the next 3 weeks is, or my job today and for the next 3 weeks, is to help you have fearless conversations, build your business faster without fear, without objections or rejection. And this is what I do. I help people like you to be more productive in your businesses and in your life. And what you're going to learn are the mental and the practical communication skills that will basically enable you to have fearless and effective conversations with anyone, anywhere, anytime. And having said that, this is a two-way street, because while that's my job, your job is to take action on what you learn. Because without action, does anything change for you? The answer is no, nothing changes. And only you know whether you have enough desire to move out from where you are and move toward where you want to go, and take the necessary action to do that. So one thing you can do between now and the end of this class is check your level of desire and your seriousness to change your present situation. I know for many of you, because I heard names coming on that I know many of you, over the phone especially, is that you are very serious about changing your present situation. And it's critical that you are, because it's what you're looking for in your potential partners and customers. And if you don't have the desire, then you think you're going to attract people who do. And the answer is it's very unlikely. So ask yourself, am I curious or am I serious about making a change? And desire is a powerful key to success. Because when you desire to have what you want and you commit to that decision, help you, give you the emotional, the conversational, and the language skills to take your business and your life to what a level you seek. And the distributors I've worked with, the ones who are the most successful, are not those who are half engaged in doing this. They are the ones who have the desire and are really committed to making a change. And they take on the personal responsibility to take action day in, day out. And here's an interesting point. They earn as they learn. They don't wait to get good. They get good and they get better by practicing every day. And as John Lennon once said, it came to me as I was thinking about this, says, you know, every day in every way it gets better and better. And that's the point, is that it can get better and better if you put that challenge to yourself and you decide that it does, you do want to get better. And everything you hear from me is being researched, it's being tested, it's being applied effectively by me, and also by masters that I study and study with, particularly in the art and science of human behavior and communicating. People like Socrates, now I know he died 2400 years ago, but he's still much in my mind. People like Bohm, Senge, Donald Moyne, Larry Wilson, Neil Rackham, Deepak Chopra. In fact, I'm a certified trainer with Deepak Chopra and teach as an advanced course, Natural Selling and the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And I'm a great believer in being the perpetual student and also applying what I've learned and teaching it. It all works, it's all effective, and it can give you the life that you desire. In fact, in the past, it's really helped me personally sell millions of dollars of software and sponsorship advertising for first-class sports and entertainment stadiums. I mean, if you saw the Super Bowl last week, you'll have noticed all sorts of advertising, sponsorships, and product deals going on. And I used to sell that kind of exposure, literally millions, tens of millions of dollars. Now, the question comes up, and I'm asked, was this always the way with me? And the answer is no, not when I first started. And I'll share with you that during my first years of selling, all I knew was techniques that I was taught to make sales, conventional sales techniques. And I learned how to present, I learned how to close, I learned how to handle objections, I learned how to bridge to a close after an objection, and I was pretty good at it. And I loved the freedom that selling and being my own boss gave me. And I think some of you could probably relate to that, because that's what this kind of business can give for you. And having said that, I also hated it. I hated what it was doing to me internally, because though I wasn't able to express at the time, here are some of the things I hated. I hated treating people like objects to get what I wanted. I hated the hit or miss numbers game of going through as many people as possible and not really caring how they felt because there was pressure on me to get business. And you hear me talk a lot about this in my newsletters that I send out every week. You know, this is the way I keep in touch with you guys and continue the training. I hated the techniques that seemed so adversarial. I hated the objections and answering them with prepared yes-bad answers that only made people more resistant. And I hated most of all the constant rejection. And I'm sure many of you probably feel that way because I've spoken with many of you in the past. And because of this, I dragged my feet when it came to calling leads or talking with potential customers. And I didn't put in as much time as I could have and become super successful as opposed to just, well, I guess, successful. And here's one of the things, though. I had the desire, which was what drove me to be successful. However, I didn't have the approach that connected with my soul and the soul of others to be super successful. So this is what drove me to find another way, the way that I've been teaching for the last 10 years. And it's an approach that has caught on in the network marketing world, as others are now beginning to teach it. Except, interestingly, natural selling has one ingredient that makes it so powerful, so different, so comfortable, so effective, that the others don't have it. And it's something I discovered while studying with Deepak, and I'll share that with you later. What I will share with you now is that there are literally critical distinctions, if you want to make a note of this. There are critical distinctions between the conventional selling techniques and systems that are still taught today in 98% of training. Okay, I want to give you sort of a heads up on this, okay? And these are systems and techniques that are designed to persuade people to do what you want them to do, techniques that actually cause people to be resistant to you, ironically. What are these techniques? Techniques such as telling your story, presenting or getting them into your system too soon, telling people what you think they should do, using closing and objection handling techniques. You know, it's fascinating. It's always fascinating to me, though in the early days I could never really work it out as to, you know, what was going on, is that these are actually resistant causing techniques, resistance that you don't want. And there is a distinction between that and what I call natural selling, which comes from a desire to help and serve others. And here's a real big one. Allow people people to naturally persuade or influence themselves to change their present situation and want to do it with you and your program. And many times they want to do it and you haven't even spoken about your program. You haven't even spoken about your solution. And you can do all of this without the use of any manipulation or persuasion, without having to tell people your story right up front. And instead, you can make yourself irresistibly attractive. And it's a distinction approach that will allow you to eliminate any personal discomfort that you might have with about talking to people about your business, discomfort that can come from the fear of being rejected or not knowing how to effectively communicate. And it'll allow you to build your business faster and with less effort as well. So, what we're going to do then is to learn how to go about this. Learn, spend the rest of this hour going about, if you like, giving you sort of the main parts of the foundation of natural selling. Because we need a foundation, because it's like building a house. You must have something of strength to build on for the house to stay up, right? So our natural selling foundation is based on two things, if you like to write this down. Is the first one is your internal emotions, and the second one is your external skills. And your external skills are, in a sense, going to be dependent very much on your internal emotions. So think about or draw a house on a piece of paper and put a very deep foundation on, under it, and then write these two lines in the foundation. My internal emotions and my external skills. My internal emotions, my external skills. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to be talking about the foundation today. And so the first thing we're going to explore is about reframing your thinking. And then secondly, I'll give you a chart to draw out that will be your blueprint for success. And then we'll do a role play, and we'll see how this goes and demonstrate how it all works. And who knows how it's going to turn out, because like every conversation, you never know. And that's the whole point. It's an enjoyable time, and it doesn't matter how it turns out. It's always good. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, so let's begin. 10 ways to reframe your thinking. 10 ways to reframe your thinking. I'm going to talk about 2 of them, because I don't have enough time to talk about all of them. The rest I'll cover as we continue through the next weeks. But as many of you know, if you've been reading or watching The Secret, or even a good friend of mine, Michael Lozier's Law of Attraction, that what you think will determine what you get. And as the great Buddha once said, everything starts with a thought. So let's begin by looking at your attitude and your thoughts and frames of reference about selling a business and see if there's any need of change or adjustment. Out of the 10, there are 2 important reframes to think about and act on that I would want to discuss tonight. And the first one, if you want to write this down, is selling is to help and to serve. Selling is to help and to serve. Now, the general thinking in the world is, what? It's negative towards selling, isn't it? Most people have a sort of negative attitude. And why is it? Well, because most people have been subjected to the pressure-type techniques that modern-day selling is all about. Many of you probably have had experience with this, and those of you who did, you have to ask yourself the question, did you enjoy it? And except for a few personality types, I doubt it. So if you think about selling in this way, will you feel good about doing it? Well, if you're anything like me, I doubt it. And if you don't, then you'll drag your feet and end up feeling more frustrated than fulfilled. That is why many distributors and many companies say things like, no, you're not selling, you're sharing. Or there's no selling involved. Or you don't have to sell. Well, really, this is patently nonsense because you are selling. It's just a matter of how you think about it and how you go about it, which is why we're here tonight. Because if you won't change your frame of reference, you think about selling in the way I was talking about, okay, you have a choice here. You can either continue that way and probably resist doing it for most of you, or you can change your frame of reference. And if you do think in the original way and you don't change your frame of reference, then you think you're going to feel comfortable approaching people. Probably not. And if you do approach them, don't you think your potential partners are going to pick up the vibes or energy that surrounds you? Of course they will, and they'll reflect what you're feeling. If you're afraid, they'll be afraid. However, there are always 2 sides to a coin, 2 truths. I mentioned earlier that the critical distinction between natural selling and conventional selling is that natural selling is not a hard sell like conventional selling and most other sales training that is out there. It's a heart sell. Not a hard sell, it's a heart sell. Natural selling is about helping and serving others and doing it in a holistic way that will draw people to you like children to a video machine. Now, some people think that natural selling is a soft sell, and I'm going to suggest to you that it's far from it. It's very, very firm. I call it like an iron fist in a velvet glove. And what I mean by this is that velvet is soft, right, and iron is hard. Well, natural selling is about being soft on the person and firm on their issues. Soft on the person and firm on their issues. It's like, you know, you can condemn a person's behavior, and yet you can love the person. So what do I mean by this? Well, let's say you have kids, and you use the expression with your kids, you know, I love you, but if you don't tidy up your room, you're grounded. Okay, well, here what you're doing is you're making your love conditional on tidying up the room. So in effect, you're being hard on the person or your child as well as their action. You're saying that I love you, but I don't really love you because, you know, you're not quite clearing up the room. However, there is room for the words, I love you, and if you don't tidy up the room, you're grounded. Because your love is no longer conditional. And here's another example in selling of being hard on the issue and soft on the person. For example, if you perceive that every question or statement from your potential partner or customer is an objection, and you answer with a pre-planned answer to overcome it, then you're in effect saying, yes, but, with an answer, as in, yes, but you're wrong. For example, someone might say, I think this is expensive. And if you respond with something like, yes, but what you've got to understand is, or yes, I know how you feel, but, and you continue with the sentence, you just told them they're wrong. And objection handling or overcoming objections like this does not work, because you either create resistance that wasn't there, or you reinforce it if there was some. And in natural selling, there's no such thing as overcoming objections. They're eliminated as you dialogue with the other person. And the way to do this is to, in effect, use what I'll talk about it later, a couple of the principles of natural selling, which is to first understand where they're coming from and what they mean, and accept where they're coming from, working with them so that it becomes part of the conversation and not a break from it. So we talk about the importance of language reframing as we go along, and we'll cover addressing people's questions and concerns and comments in the last coaching session. So remember to rethink 180 degrees what natural selling is, and that it's about serving and helping, being the servant leader, if you will. Okay, number two on the item here. Number two about of the 10 ways to reframe your thinking. Write down purpose or personal agenda. Purpose or personal agenda. What I'd like to do is a quick exercise for yourself. Now think about this question for a moment and write down the answer. Before you pick up the phone to call a lead or talk with someone, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? What are the thoughts running through your head? Take the first thought and write it down. So, were you thinking about things like, I hope I don't make a fool of myself. I hope I don't get rejected. I hope this person will listen to what I have to say. I hope this person joins my team or buys some product as I need some money to pay the rent. Or maybe a dozen other variations of that thing. Were you thinking about that? Because if you did, then you're thinking conventionally and you're thinking about who? You're thinking about yourself. And when you do that, do you think your internal tension goes up or stays calm? It goes up. Your internal tension goes up. Why? Because to take an ancient saying, which I write about in my book, when I focus on me, I increase my anxiety. When I focus on you, I decrease my anxiety. So if you want to eliminate your anxiety, then stop thinking it's all about you. Actually, it is about you, except there are easier ways of getting what you want than facing things head on in the conventional sense. But we'll talk about that later. But by thinking this way, what you're doing is you're focusing on your personal agenda. You're focusing on your personal agenda when you think about you, your own needs, needs that that create the fear of loss. In other words, what's internally going on is saying, what if I don't get what I want? You know, I'll lose my self-esteem. Or what if I don't get what I want? Something will happen to me, and so on. And do you think the other person is going to pick up on this energy? Like night follows day, they will. And research has shown that they actually pick up on it before you even approach them or talk with them. And so your thoughts are very powerful. And again, if you refer to the law of attraction, you know this. You know what is happening there. Your thoughts are very powerful. So how do you turn this around? Well, instead of your personal agenda, think about your purpose. Remember the title. No personal agenda or purpose. Think about your purpose. These are two things, two dynamics going on. There's neither right nor wrong with either of them. It's just that they are just what they are. And so your purpose is about why you can serve and help people get what they want, so in effect you can get what you want. So instead of thinking that your business is about making money and being self-fulfilled and getting what you want directly, which many of you have realized can be a tough hill to climb, think about your business as helping other people solve their problems, helping them get what they really want so that you can end up getting what you want. And other people getting helping other people get what they really want is really not about just asking a couple of questions and say, you know, are you making enough money in your life? And them saying no, saying, well, I can show you how to do that. That's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about what they really want, getting into conversation with them so they can surface their own desires in front of you and for themselves. And let me prove this to you. You know, if your income opportunity or product cannot solve a problem that someone has, then is there any reason for them to buy from you? And the reason is, no, there isn't. There's no reason. So ask yourself the question, who is your business all about? It's about them. It's not about you. It is about you, as I said, but you put you on the shelf somewhere and you get out of your own way. It's important that you get out of your own way. So if we can agree then, for the purposes of what we're doing, that the purpose of a business is to help other people solve their problems, let's define what a problem is, because some people have a challenge with the word problem. The definition of a problem simply is the difference between what someone has and what they want, need, or desire. The difference between what someone has and what they want, need, or desire. If they've got what they want, do they have a problem? No. If they haven't got what they want, do they have a problem? Yeah, they do. Now, there are other factors going on, but that's a simple definition of it. So this then turns selling from a selling or persuading exercise into what? It turns it into a problem-solving exercise. And this becomes very exciting because with problems comes what? And I can hear some of you say solutions. But the correct answer is opportunities. And it's your opportunity to help someone with your solution if it's appropriate to do so. And I say if it's appropriate because if you're on a crusade and think that everyone should be doing what you're doing, then you're going to think that you have a hammer and everyone is a nail and you're going to turn people away because you're going to hammer your solution into them. And the whole key here is to let it go. Detach from it and think differently. And that was the secret ingredient that I was talking about. We're going to talk a lot more about that later. Detach from it. Detach from what your own personal agenda. Let it go. Put it on the shelf somewhere. So the question comes up, doesn't it make sense to think like this and take this approach? And after all, who's got the answers? They do. You know, when you take this approach of the problem-solving exercise and you've got to find out what the problems are all about, then it makes sense to take this approach because they have all the answers, just like you have all the answers to what you want and so on. And let's play with this. Let's test this. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you're just going to answer them to yourself, and I'll answer them for you as well because it's all self-evident. Allow me to demonstrate what I mean. Who knows what you want? You do. Who knows why you want it? You do. Who knows what the obstacles are to getting what you want? You do. Who knows what you've done about getting what you want? You do. Who knows how you feel about not having what you want? You do. And who knows your level of desire to get what you want? You do. There it is, in a nutshell. You have all the answers, as do your potential customers and partners. And they will tell you everything you need to know whether they have the types of problems that your solutions are designed to solve, and also, most importantly, whether they're prepared to do something about it. If they do, and they are prepared to do something about it, you offer your opportunity. If they don't, or they're not prepared to change, you don't. It's that simple. And all you need are the right types of questions, and what to listen for, and how to respond to find all of this out. So, doing this gives us the remaining, if you like, three natural selling principles I'm going to give you. And I'm not going to go into any detail on them. I'm just going to give you as a nutshell. Is that natural selling is asking the right types of questions at the right time. Okay, so that's the next principle. The first principle was natural selling is helping people solve their problems. So we're asking the right types of questions at the right time. The third one is listening to what is being meant as well as what is being said. In other words, meant is behind or underneath what is being said. Meant is emotional, subjective, personal. Said is very logical and factual. And responding to what you think you heard, because most times we don't actually hear what people are saying or what they're meaning. So, let's move on a little bit. Here's a question for you. How would you like to have most people interested in you and your business? I mean by that? So explain, let's put this down as a heading. Change the outcome, increase your income. Change the outcome, increase your income. Instead of making your objective to think or talk about your business or products to everyone you meet, and attempting to make the outcome of making sale or making money or feeling fulfilled, outcomes that you discover create a lot of tension and rejection, make it your objective to discover if there is a sale to be made in the first place by literally focusing on two objectives. Not the objective of trying to get someone to do something, but these two objectives. The first one is there something missing? And the second thing is, if there is, what is the level of desire to do something about it? Is there something missing? If there is, what is the level of desire to do something about it? And that's it. That's primarily it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to expand on that as I go over the